But for whom it is sown among the thorns, that is the one who hears the word, but the woes of the world and the deception of material riches smother the truth and the knowledge. Thus this one brings forth no fruit. 40. But for whom it is sown on good ground, this is the one who accepts the word and seeks and finds the truth, so as to be able to live according to the laws of truth. Thus the fruit is allowed to grow and ripen, bringing in the rich harvest. One person bears a hundredfold, another 60-fold, and another 30-fold. 41. These are the meanings of the parables, whose secrets must be deciphered by the people, in order that they learn to think and develop insights. 42. Nevertheless, the path to wisdom and finding the truth is long, as is compliance with the laws of creation, even though these are so obvious. The weeds among the good fruit. 43. But he put before them another parable and said, the spiritual kingdom is like a man who planted good seeds in his field. 44. But while he slept, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the good seeds and went away. 45. As the plantings grew and bore fruit, the weeds also appeared. 46. Then the servants came to the sower and said, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from? 47. He spoke to them, an enemy has done this. Then the servants said, do you want us to go out and pull up the weeds? 48. He replied, no, lest you uproot the good fruit when you pull up the weeds. 49. Let both grow together until the harvest, and near harvest time I will tell the reapers, first gather the weeds and bind them in bundles, that they may be burned and the ashes strewn over the field so that this oil will be nourished, but gather the good fruit and stack it for me in my barn. 50. For behold, said Manuel, both grow side by side, the weeds and the good fruit. 51. The weeds hinder the good fruit from the growing, yet later the weeds will become compost to nourish the ground. 52. Were it not for the weeds being made into nourishment for the soil, the good fruit could not grow, since it needs nourishment. The mustard seed. 53. He presented the people with another parable, saying, the spiritual kingdom is like mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. 54. It is the smallest among the seeds, but when it is grown, it is bigger than all the shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. 11:55. He told the people another parable, the spiritual kingdom is like leaven, which a woman took and mixed into 3 bushels of flour until it was thoroughly leavened. 56. Manuel told the people all of this in parables, and he did not speak to them without using parables. 57. So that what is said through the prophet would be fulfilled, who states, he will open his mouth in parables and will proclaim what has been hidden since the beginning of the world. This was so that people might learn from it, find the truth, and recognize and follow the laws. The treasure in the field and the priceless pearl. 58. Those who have ears, let them hear. The spiritual kingdom is like a hidden treasure in the field, which a person finds and conceals, and in his joy over the discovery he goes out and sells everything he has and buys the field. 59. Once more, the spiritual kingdom is like a merchant who is searching for fine pearls. When he found a precious pearl, he went and sold everything he had and bought it. 95. The fish net. 60. Again, the spiritual kingdom is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught all manner of fish. 61. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it ashore, sat down and sorted the good fish into containers, but threw the useless ones away. 62. Such is the spiritual kingdom, which rules within humans and whose king is the human being itself. 63. Pay heed to the parables accordingly, and learn to solve their secrets, so that you learn to think and to recognize and follow the laws of creation. 64. Have you understood all this? And they said, Yes. 65. Then he said, Therefore, every scribe who has become a disciple of the spiritual knowledge in the spiritual kingdom is like the father of a household who retrieves from his treasure the new and the old. In Nazareth. 66. It happened that after Jmanuel had finished these parables, he went away from there. 67. Arriving in his hometown of Nazareth, he taught in the synagogue. The people were appalled and they said, How did he come by such wisdom and deeds? 68. Is he not the son of Joseph, the carpenter, whose wife became pregnant by a guardian angel? 69. Is not his mother named Mary? 70. Are not his brothers Judas, Joseph, Simeon and Jacob? 71. And his sisters, are they not all with us? 72. From where does he get all this wisdom and the power for his deeds? 73. So they took offense at him and threatened to turn him over to the courts. 74. But Jmanuel spoke, Nowhere is a prophet valued less than in his own country and in his own house. This will prove true for all time, as long as humanity has little knowledge and is enslaved by the delusionary teachings of the scribes and distorters of scripture. 75. So it will come true, in 2,000 years, when humans have become knowledgeable and thinking, and when my actual unfalsified teachings will be revealed anew. 76. The new prophet of that distant future will not possess as much strength and power over evil and sickness. 77. But his knowledge will surpass mine, and his revelations about my real teachings will shake the foundations of the entire earth, for in his time the world will be inundated by my teachings, as falsified by the distorters of the scriptures, and it will be living in false religious cults that bring death. 78. It will be a time when wars from space begin to threaten, and many new gods will seek to rule over the earth. 79. Truly, truly, I say to you, the new prophet will be persecuted not only by a wrong-minded people, as will happen to me, but also by the whole world and by many deluded religious cults, which will bring forth many false prophets. 80. Yet, before the end of 2,000 years the new prophet will reveal my unfalsified teachings to small groups, just as I teach the wisdom, the knowledge and the laws of the spirit and of creation to small groups of trusted friends and disciples. 81. Nevertheless, his path will be very difficult and full of obstacles, because he will begin his mission in a peace-loving country in the north which will be dominated. However, by a strict and false religious cult based upon scriptural distortions of my teachings. 82. Thus I prophesy, and thus it shall be. 83. And he did not there show great signs of his power, nor did he impart his great wisdom because of their disdain for the truth. Chapter 16. Herod and the Baptist. I. At the time when Jmanuel was staying in Nazareth, news about him reached Herod. 2. And he spoke to his people, Surely this is John the Baptist, who has arisen from the dead and who therefore possesses such mighty powers. 3. For Herod had seized John, bound him and put him into prison because of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philippus, and had him beheaded. 4. However it had come to pass previously that John reprimanded Herod, saying, LT is not good that you have taken Herodias, because you have committed adultery with your brother's wife and therefore you must be punished according to the law. 5. For this he wanted to kill the Baptist but was afraid of the people, because they considered this man to be a prophet. 6. As Herod was celebrating his birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced before them, and Herod was greatly pleased. 7. He therefore promised her, with an unlawful oath, that he would give her whatever she would demand of him. 8. and as she had been induced accordingly by her mother, she said, "Give me the head of John the Baptist on the silver platter." 9. But the daughter of Herodias wept while saying this, not just because she was inspired with love for John the Baptist, but also because she was devoted to his teachings. 10. The king was pleased that Herodias had persuaded her daughter to demand the head of John the Baptist, because this way he was not guilty in the eyes of the people, inasmuch as he had taken an oath. 2. But Herodias' daughter did not know that Herod and her mother had agreed, even before the dance, to demand the head of John the Baptist through her. 12. Thus Herod sent someone and had John beheaded in prison. 13. His head was carried in on a silver platter and given to the girl. 14. She kissed the brow of the decapitated head, wept bitterly and said, 15. One did not know that love tastes so bitter. 16. Then she brought the head of the Baptist to her mother. 17. His disciples then came, took the body and buried it. Then they went to Jmanuel and told him of the event. 18. When Jmanuel heard this, he was overcome with fear and retreated by boat to a deserted area. However, when the people heard that, they followed him on foot from the towns. 19. Jmanuel saw the large crowd from the water, and feeling sorry for them, he went ashore and healed their sick. The feeding of the 5,020. In the evening his disciples came to him and said, "This area is deserted and night is falling over the land. Tell the people to go away so that they can buy food and drink in the villages." 21. But Jmanuel said, "It is not necessary that they go away. Give them food and drink." 22. They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves of bread and 3 fish. 23. And he said, "Bring them to me." 24. And telling the people to stay put, he took the 5 loaves of bread and the 3 fish, spoke secret words, broke the loaves of bread, cut up the fish and gave them to his disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. 25. They all ate and were filled, and they saved what was left over, 12 baskets full of pieces. 26. And there were about 5,000 who had eaten, walking on the sea. 27. Soon afterwards Manuel directed his disciples to enter the boat and to cross over to the city in advance of him while he would dismiss the people. 28. After he had sent the people away, he climbed up a small mountain alone in order to rest and regain his depleted strength. And so he was there alone in the evening. 29. The disciples' boat was at that time in the middle of the sea and being imperiled by the waves, for the wind was against them and the storm was over them. 30. However, on the 4th watch during the night, Jmanuel approached them, walking on the water of the sea. 31. When his disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified and said, "He is a ghost." And they screamed in fear. 32. But soon Jmanuel came closer, spoke to them and said, "Be comforted. It is I. Do not be afraid." 33. "Master, is it you?" Peter asked. 34. "Truly, it is I," said Jmanuel. 35. But Peter answered him and said, "Master, if it is you, then let me come to you on the water." 36. And Jmanuel said, "Come here to me and don't be afraid." 37. "Understand and know that the water is carrying you, and it will carry you." 38. "Do not doubt your knowledge and ability, and the water will be a firm foundation." 39. And Peter stepped out of the boat, walked on the water and approached Jmanuel. 40. But when strong thunder ripped through the howling storm, he was startled and began to sink, screaming, "Jmanuel, help me." 41. Jmanuel quickly went to him, stretched out his hand and grabbed him, saying, "O you of little knowledge, Why are you frightened and why do you become doubtful in your fright? 42. The power of your knowledge gives you the ability, as you have just witnessed. 43. You trusted in my words before the thunder came, but then you were frightened and began to doubt, and so the power of knowledge left you and your ability disappeared. 44. Never doubt the power of your spirit, which is a part of creation itself and therefore knows no limits of power. 45. Behold, there was a little bird that circled at great heights and sang, rejoicing about life, when a strong gust of wind came and made it waver. It then suddenly doubted its power to fly, plummeted down and was killed. 46. Therefore, never doubt the power of your spirit and never doubt your knowledge and ability when logic proves to you the law of creation in truth and correctness. 47. They stepped into the boat, and Shmanuel commanded the storm to stop. It abated and the winds ceased. 48. Those who were in the boat marveled and said, "You are indeed a master of the spirit and someone who knows the laws of creation." 49. No one like you has ever been born among us, nor has any prophet known to us had such power. 50. But Shmanuel answered, "I'll tell you there are greater masters of spiritual power than I, and they are our distant forefathers of Petal. Petal, highest level of spiritual development that a pure spirit form can attain before it ultimately melds with creation and becomes one with it." 51. And great are they also, who came from the depths of space, and the greatest among them is God, and He is the spiritual ruler of three human lineages. 52. However above Him stands creation, whose laws He faithfully follows and respects, therefore He is not omnipotent, as only creation itself can be. 53. Thus there are also limits set for him who allows himself to be called God, and who is above emperors and kings, as the word says. 54. But humans are ignorant and immature, thus they believe God to be creation and serve an erroneous doctrine, as was falsified by the distorters of the scriptures. 55. Thus since people believe in God, they do not know about the reality of creation, but God is human as we are. 56. But the difference is that in His consciousness and knowledge, and in wisdom, logic and love, He is 1,000 times greater than you and greater than all people of earth. 57. But He is not creation, which is infinite and without form. 58. Thus God is also one of creation's creatures, who, according to a logical human opinion, has no beginning and no end. 59. And they went across the sea and came ashore at Genezareth. 60. And as the people in that region became aware of him, they sent word throughout the land and brought to him all who were sick. 61. Then they asked him if they might just touch the hem of his garment, so they would be healed. 62. And thus it came to pass, those who touched the hem of his garment became well. Chapter 17. Human Commandments and the Laws of Creation. I. Pharisees and scribes from Jerusalem came to Shmanuel and said, 2. Why do your disciples disregard the statutes of the elders? 3. He answered, saying to them, "Why do you violate the laws of creation by following your statutes?" 4. Moses said, "According to the laws of mankind, you must honor your father and mother, but those who unjustly dishonor their father and mother shall die." 5. The teaching of the laws of creation is this: you shall honor your father and mother, but whosoever does not honor their father and mother shall be expelled from the family and from the society of the righteous. 6. But you teach, say to one's father or mother, "I donate to the religious cult what I owe on your behalf, thus I am no longer indebted to you." 7. Therefore you wrongly teach that people no longer need to honor their father or mother. Thus you have traded the laws of creation for your own statutes and lust for power. 8. You hypocrites, Isaiah has prophesied quite accurately about you, when he said, 9. The people of Israel give lip service to creation, but their hearts and their knowledge are far from it. 10. They serve their cult in vain, because they teach such falsified and untruthful teachings, which are no more than man-made laws. 2. And Shmanuel called the people to him and said, Listen and understand. 12. The teachings of the scribes and Pharisees are false and untruthful, for they preach to you only man-made statutes, which are not the laws of creation. 13. Thereupon, his disciples came to him and said, Are you aware that the scribes and the Pharisees were offended by your words when they heard them? 14. They went out to bear witness against you and to have you killed because of your teachings. 15. But he answered and spoke, All plants that do not live according to the laws of creation, will dry up and rot. 16. Leave them be, they are blind leaders of the blind. But when a blind man leads another blind man, both will fall into the pit. 17. But let us go away, so that the henchmen remain without booty. 18. Then Peter answered him saying, Please interpret your speech about the plants and the blind men for us. 19. But Shmanuel reprimanded his disciples and said, Are you, too, still without wisdom and therefore also ignorant and doubting in recognition, comprehension and understanding? 20. You have been with me for a long time now, but you still lack the ability to think and recognize the truth. 21. Truly, I say to you, you yourselves will do much toward falsifying my teachings in the future. 22. In your knowledge you barely exceed the other people. 23. Haven't you realized yet that all the parables and speeches have a spiritual meaning and are therefore about the spiritual life of humans? 24. Oh, you have little knowledge. Does your understanding still not extend beyond the stupidity of the people? 25. Beware, lest you see me in a false light and accuse me of an origin from which I could not have descended. Chapter 18. The Pharisees demand a sign. I. Shmanuel departed and escaped to the region of Sidon and Tyre. 2. And behold, the Sadducees and Pharisees approached him and demanded that he let them see a sign of his spiritual power. 3. But he answered, saying, In the evening you say, Tomorrow will be a fair day, because the sky is red. 4. And in the morning you say, Today will be foul weather, because the sky is red and cloudy. So you can judge by the appearance of the sky. Why then can you not also judge by the signs of the time? 5. This wicked and unfaithful generation is seeking a sign. No sign shall be given to it except for the sign of Jonah, who disappeared alive into the belly of the fish, dwelled alive in its belly and emerged alive again into the light. 6. And he left them and went away. The leaven and the Pharisees 7. When they sailed across the sea and arrived at the other shore, they had forgotten to take along some bread. 8. But Shmanuel said to them, Take care and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. 9. They spoke to each other and said, This must refer to our not having brought along bread or anything else to eat. 10. When Shmanuel heard this he was angry and said, O you of little knowledge, why does it worry you that you have no bread? 2. Don't you yet understand, and can you imagine the meaning of my words? 12. Are you then of such little knowledge and without understanding that you can't recognize the meaning? 13. Do you still not understand, and do you intend not to understand for all times? 14. Don't you remember the 5 leaves of bread and the 3 fish divided among the 5,000 and how many basketfuls you then saved? 15. How is it you don't understand that I am not speaking to you about the bread you eat every day? But I tell you this, Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. 16. Then they finally understood that he had not said for them to beware of the leaven of the bread, but of the false and adulterated teachings of the scribes and Pharisees. Peter's faith. 17. Manuel came into the area of Caesarea Philippi and asked his disciples, "Who do the people say that I am?" 18. They said, "Some say that you are John the Baptist, others that you are Elijah, and still others that you are Jeremiah, one of the old prophets." 19. And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" 20. Simon Peter answered, saying, "You are the prophesied Messiah and a son of the living God, who is the spiritual ruler of the three human lineages." 21. Manuel became angry and answered, saying to him, "O you unfortunate one, my teachings have not revealed this to you, for I instructed you in the truth." 22. "And I also tell you, you certainly are a faithful disciple, but your understanding must be compared to that of a child." 23. "You are Peter, and I cannot build my teachings on your rock. You will open the portals of misunderstanding, so that the people will be overcome by your mistaken interpretation of my teachings and will follow them and live according to falsified teachings." 24. "I cannot give you the key to the spiritual kingdom, otherwise you'd open false locks and wrong portals with it." 25. "I am not the son of a spiritual ruler of three human lineages and therefore not the son of God. Furthermore, the sole spiritual power is creation and never a human being. Therefore free yourself from these erroneous teachings and learn the truth." 26. "My mother is Mary, who truly conceived me through a guardian angel, a descendant of our ancestors, who traveled here from the far reaches of the universe, and my earthly father is Joseph, who only acts as my paternal guardian." 27. Then he warned his disciples never to tell or wrongly assume such things, and that they were not allowed to spread Peter's confused teachings. Proclamation of the Passion. 28. From that time onward, Manuel began to tell his disciples that he would have to go to Jerusalem and suffer much from the elders, scribes and chief priests, because he could not help but bring his teachings to them. 29. And Peter took him aside and spoke to him angrily, "May God or creation prevent that." 30. "This must not happen to you, because they will catch and torture and kill you." 31. But he turned to Peter, became angry and said, "Get away from me, Satan, for you are an annoyance, because you are thinking not in spiritual but in human terms." 32. "Simon Peter, again you make me angry and show your ignorant thinking." 33. "Truly, I say to you, owing to your lack of understanding, the world will shed much blood because you will falsify my teachings and spread them erroneously among the people." 34. "You will be to blame for the deaths of many people, as well as for the origin of a false name for me and for the evil insult of calling me the Son of God, and calling God creation itself." 35. "But you are still under the grace of my long-suffering patience, so you can still measurably improve upon your irrationality." 36. Then Manuel said to his disciples, "Those who desire to follow my teachings should take upon themselves the burden of the search for truth, insight and understanding." 37. "Because those who live their lives in truth and knowledge will be victorious, but those who live their lives in untruth and ignorance will lose." 38. "What would it profit them if they should gain the whole world, yet still damage their consciousness?" 39. "Or, how can one help one's spirit if unable to think?" 40. "Truly, I say to you, there are several here who will not taste the power of spiritual knowledge in this life, and so they will learn in the next life." 41. "A human spirit is ignorant until it has gained knowledge through thinking and inquiry." 42. The spirit of a person is not a human product but is a part of creation given to humans. It must be made knowledgeable and perfected, 43, so that it proceeds to become one with creation, since creation, too, lives in constant growth, 44.